the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, Jerry, let me tell you what, first of all, welcome back.
Thanks, man.
Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what's happening this Sunday. It's a monster jam.
We did the mash.
This is pretty cool. Tony Oakes is with us. Tony, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Tony is an Army veteran, and now he drives a monster truck. That's got to be one of the best jobs in the world.
I'll tell you what, it truly is awesome to be able to go out and drive a Monster Jam truck. And not only a Monster Jam truck, but a military tribute Monster Jam truck. We call it Soldier Force and Black Ops, and it truly is awesome.
So tell us about the truck. Okay, first of all, you need an elevator to get up in it, right?
I climb right up the side of that thing like a ladder.
And you're
kind of like a jungle gym, if that makes sense.
When you exit, you rappel?
Yeah, right. Sometimes I just fall out of it, actually.
I've done that before.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry, you've fallen out of a Mustang before.
Yeah. Right, you never know. I mean, you never know if it's going to be upside down or on its side or right side up. You know, I've climbed out of that Monster Jam truck so many different ways, I can't even count them.
So did you build it, Tony?
I didn't personally build it, no. I have corporate-owned Monster Jam truck, and I'm actually hired to drive it, you know, with my military background and my background and with motorsports and everything, you know, it just, we meshed together well, and, I fit right in that seat. So.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. Now, I was in the Army, too, and I never saw, I never knew of an MOS that prepared you for driving a monster truck. I mean, how does one land a gig like that?
I mean, they're so expensive to operate. There's really no way to really prepare you to drive a monster truck other than driving a monster truck. But, you know, when I was in the Army, I was a Apache helicopter crew chief. And I was also a huge motorsports enthusiast. And I worked on power sports on the side as well, you know, always drove ATVs and off-road stuff. And, you know, I was always the first one that wanted to drive our trucks down to the motor pool, you know what I mean? So, I'd say the biggest thing that the military prepared me, you know, for this gig is drink a lot of water and take a lot of ibuprofen, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But for real, physically, you know, the physical toughness,
yeah,
you really have to be physically fit because we
just to get in
also,
it.
What's that?
Just to get in it, you got to be physically
fit. Yeah,
right. We also race ATVs and side by sides. We call them speedsters. So the ATV racing, you know, is really physically demanding.
Yeah,
After I got out of the Army, you know, I kept up, you know, going to the gym and working out, and you really have to in order to perform at a top level in Monster Jam.
Hey, Tony, what kind? We're talking to Tony Oakes, and Tony is Monster Jam driver. And you mentioned, you know, you got to be in good shape. You mentioned some of the knocks and bruises. What kind of injuries have you had in that thing?
You know what? We really take great pride in the safety technology that is in these Monster Jam trucks. We have the best safety technology in the world. my seat is literally built right around me.
Huh.
Everything we wear is fire retardant, fireproof. I use a 7-point harness seatbelt system, me personally, and knock on wood, but I haven't had any injuries. You know, you get the bumps and bruises.
Sure.
But injuries really are surprisingly few and far between, you know what I mean?
7-point, that's more than what you have when you strap into an Apache.
Right. You're right. Actually, I've got two lap belts, then two shoulder belts, and I actually have three crotch belts, believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah,
so do I.
Yeah. Jerry travels with him. He's just strapped to his chair.
So you were deployed. Did you deploy to Afghanistan?
Yes, I did. I deployed to Iraq twice.
Yeah.
In support of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 06 and then again in 08 and 09. And I was in Camp Taji over there. And then I went to Afghanistan in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom 2010 to 2011. I was in, where was I over there? Bob Shindand.
Ah.
I believe it was on the west of west side of Afghanistan.
Oh.
And then
okay.
I took another trip to Kuwait in 2012 to 2013 in support of Spartan Shield. And we worked with, you know, a couple other countries over there.
Hmm.
So also did a year in Korea, which was a blast. Here I was coming out of AIT, you know, didn't even know how to live yet. 18 years old. And all my friends went to Fort Hood, Texas.
Oh,
and here I go by myself to Korea. You couldn't even imagine.
And then you learned how to live there a little bit, I bet you.
Oh, my gosh. It taught me everything. It molded me into who I am today.
Easy.
That's pretty good. That's
you know, what a culture shock. I couldn't. I was 18 years old. I mean, here we go. Sink or swim, you know.
Yep.
Wow. Tony, when you're driving the Monster Jam truck, though, and, you know, the people that are Monster Jam fans, they're the best in the world. I mean, they're so passionate about it, and especially the kids. That's got to be kind of fun, right, interacting with the kids?
You know, it truly is awesome. You see, a lot of the fans, they make this like an annual tradition.
Right.
You can't just go to one Monster Jam. It's just, I can't even describe it. It's so awesome is the way to describe it. You don't see anything like it anywhere else. And once you go to one, you really can't not come to the next one. So, and we see, you know, actually see kids year after year as they grow up, you know, and we remember a lot of our fans, you know, and to actually watch fans grow up as you see them year after year, that really is awesome.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's the good PR. That's the right thing to say. Now we got to get down to the real stuff. So you probably have groupies. You have probably nice-looking young women walking around in halter tops and
with your name.
And Daisy Duke shorts and things like that, right?
Yeah.
There is kind of a rock star-esque feel about this whole thing. You know what I mean? I don't want to go too deep into it, but, you know, a lot of the young fans don't need to know what happens behind the closed doors.
That's right. Exactly.
It does get a little crazy sometimes.
And then of course, you probably got a few fans that you don't want them to know where you're appearing next. And
yeah.
Right.
You know, the
case of daddy's looking for you.
Well, either that or the 59-year-old single lady in Shawnee, Kansas, who's just knitted a hat that looks just like your face and mails it to you.
She keeps calling me.
I know she does. Yeah.
Exactly.
There is, you know what's funny? We actually had one of our female drivers, Miranda. She drives a Scooby-Doo truck. She's on our Triple Threat Central Tour with us. We had a guy propose to her the other day.
That was me.
And we haven't let her down yet. I mean, we've been. I mean, you know, people. There are some, you know, people that you know have to be blocked online and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I mean,
yeah.
It could be a lot. It could be a lot worse. Now, yeah. All in all, Monster Jam fans are the greatest motorsports fans in the world. They are. They're truly passionate about it, just as much as us drivers
have
are.
Have you ever been to a Monster Jam?
I have, and I was just going to ask Tony this question.
Yeah.
Because I guess I don't understand the finer points.
It's so much fun.
All I I guess the point is to just run over the top of cars without falling over. Is that it?
Well,
there's probably a little more to it than that.
The point is to put on the most crazy spectacle that people cannot get anywhere else, you know? And, and the point to winning the show is to come out and just do something jaw-droppingly out of the ordinary, you know?
So do you do it?
Setting the bar higher and higher and higher. And yeah, I don't know how many more tricks are left in the bag.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Do you strip down naked and do it fully naked? I mean, that would probably make jaws drop.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just...
Sometimes the truck strips down naked to the frame when the body flies off of it.
This is why Jerry has not been allowed to be on the show for the past month. You know?
That's why we got censored from the...
I love it. We got censored from
the gospel stuff.
I know. Well, listen, Jerry does something jaw-dropping every single day, but he usually gets booed for it. And...
Is that right?
Or arrested.
Or arrested. That's right. It's not the deal. Well, Tony, listen, this is so cool to talk to you. And I know that the first time I went to a Monster Jam truck show, you see it on TV or you see pictures in it. I had no – I mean, when you see it in person, it's like, how can they do that?
I know. Just the way they're built, they just –
Yeah, just the enormity of the whole deal, you know.
And the tires. I mean, where do you find tires like that?
Yeah.
Well, our tires, the company's called BKT. They make them specifically for us, our monster.
How much does something like that cost, Tony?
You know, I can't give you an exact number because I don't really know the exact number, but I think that each tire is somewhere around the $3,000 mark.
Yikes.
Wow.
But I know each monster, one of our company monster trucks normally costs around $250,000 to build.
Wow!
You know, by the time it's all said and done, you incorporate the labor costs in and everything else, about $250,000.
Hey, the other day I had recorded some America's Funniest Video episodes, and I was watching one, and it showed this guy who brought this big monster truck home, and it was in his front yard, and he was going to let his daughter drive it. Well, she put I don't know if you've ever seen this, Tony, but she put it in reverse by accident. And ran over the family car.
Oh, man.
No, I haven't seen that, but I'm going to have to look that up.
That was funny.
Yeah. Have you ever
taken... That sounds like something I'd have fun doing, actually.
Well, thank you, Tony, and good luck. Good luck in the championship.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Take care, brother.
We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to National Defense, Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. Jerry, it's so good to have you back on the show because you've been gone for about a month.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been, because you had some things to attend to, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, well, and this is another part.
A bit of plastic surgery.
But you see, this is what I like talking about the VA because, you know, you hear the other side of the VA all the time, but you have had a great experience with the VA.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Including this most recent procedure. And this is no small deal. I mean, they put a defibrillator in.
Yep, it's combination pacemaker defibrillator.
Yeah, okay.
Because my heart function was such that...
What was your heart function?
18%.
Oh, I didn't... I forgot it. Was that...
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was at risk of sudden cardiac death.
Well, 18%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
I mean, if you said the brain capacity, you know...
Oh, now we're talking into the zillions.
So you
get zillions.
You get your diagnosis from the VA, right?
Yep, I saw the cardiologist, did an echo test, and I knew something was up when I walked into the room, and there was like four of these doctors whispering with each other. And walked in the room, they all looked at me with their eyes, you know, real big.
Right.
No, seriously, they sat me down. They said, "Okay, here's what's going on. Here's your ejection rate." Very low. You're at risk. and you need a defibrillator to help save your life. We can't do it right now. Our electrophysiologist is tied up for 2 months.
Wow.
And we want you.
Okay, first of all, they have an electrophysiologist at the VA?
Yeah, but there's so many.
Wow.
You know, there's so many. People don't realize the burden a VA is under to care for all our vets. Yep. And it's an aging population.
And it never stops.
It never stops.
Right.
So, you know, they're under tremendous pressure. They can't possibly have enough doctors.
Right.
So they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you, we're going to find an electrophysiologist, and we'll call you. So they called me 2 days later, called me and said, okay, you've got your choice of 3 different hospitals.
No way.
Yeah. So they named the hospitals. And
Now, wait a minute. They're supposed to put you on a wait list, and then they're not going to contact you for another 5 years.
Yeah, right?
Right?
No, that's not how it works.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So
because this is not something that everybody does.
No, it's not.
I mean,
no.
You know.
And, you know, it's my heart.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I told them, and I'm gonna give the name St. Luke's.
Yeah.
Which
is a great hospital.
Great hospital. Yep. And, you know, I thought, well, I've got a St. Luke's right up the street from me.
Right.
You know, that's handy. And so they referred me over to St. Luke's. I had to see a cardiologist who happened to be my old cardiologist to start with.
Really?
And the electrophysiologist works for the same cardio group that he works for.
Huh.
So it was like,
wow.
You know, I walked in, they had all my information, they did a test, you know, and they said, okay, they scheduled it. And as you know, I had the procedure done.
And you're in there for a night.
I was in there overnight. They threw me out the next day.
That's incredible.
Because I was begging to get a sponge bath from one of those good-looking
right.
nurses.
Exactly.
And, they wouldn't.
They said, he's better. Let him leave.
But I feel so much better.
That is great.
Yeah. You know, before walking up and down the stairs, I mean, it was a chore.
Yeah. Well, with 18% capacity.
Yeah. So,
man,
you know, it's... and I've got to go for follow-up, of course.
Oh,
the VA called me this morning.
I was just
going to
say, so the VA just called you.
VA called me and said, are you following up? We want to make sure you're following up with St. Luke's.
Wow.
Because we see that they've got this scheduled and this scheduled. I said, yeah, I absolutely am. I said, okay, as soon as you're done, just make sure to tell them to send us the record. As soon as you're done, give us a call. And so your primary physician can sit down and talk with you.
Wow.
I mean, it's
all
great.
Done by the I mean, the amount of time between the time you had the diagnosis and the time you actually had a procedure.
They didn't play.
No.
No.
Well, and with your heart, you can't you can't wait around. But that is that's amazing. And you don't hear a lot of those kinds of stories. I mean, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you had the procedure and
feel good. Ready to rock. Ready to roll.
Thanks for the VA, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Welcome back to National Defense, Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and this is special. This is a special guest, General John Campbell, former commander of the United States Forces in Afghanistan, and just retired 2016, is with us. General, how are you?
Hi, Randy. Jerry, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
And Jerry thinks he actually met you, right?
I think I have. I was I embedded several times in Afghanistan. And I think I might have met you in 2011.
I was there in 2000. I came out in the summer of 2011. I was there 2002, 2003 as a colonel, commanding a brigade in the 82nd. I was there 2010-11, commanding the 101st Airborne Division as a 2-star. And then I went in August of 14 till about March of 16 as a 4-star, as a commander of ISAF, which then became Resolute Support. 1 January 15, so three different tours are in Afghanistan. So I'm sure our paths have crossed.
Yeah, were you there when the 101st stood down in 11, or were you already gone?
No, I mean, I commanded the 101st, so I brought him in there probably May of 10 and came out in May or June of 11.
Okay. And I might have met you at that ceremony because I attended that ceremony.
I remember that.
At Bagram there?
Yeah. Yeah, sure did.
Yep.
I was with Command Sergeant Major Beam, I think his name was. He was General Caldwell's Sergeant Major. Command Sergeant Major. But anyway,
I know him well.
And I'm an old Screaming Eagle, so we're brothers.
All right. Well, thanks for your service there, and what a great, great division.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your service, General. 37 years of active duty service.
And it hasn't stopped.
No, it has not stopped, and it is.
You don't want to put your feet up and take it easy for a while?
Still a lot of work to be done, but, you know, to be perfectly correct, it's 36 years, 10 months, and 25 days.
Okay.
but who's
counting?
That doesn't count 4 years at West Point. But, again, I was absolutely honored to have the opportunity to serve with our great soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines. So, I was honored. Thank you.
And, General Campbell, we've had somebody on from NS2 Serves before, and the things that you guys are doing and how are you connected to NS2, and what's the status now?
Yeah, I think you probably talked to Joe Kernan before.
Yep.
Joe,
yeah, that's exactly
retired,
who it was.
Vice Admiral, Navy SEAL, has gone back into government. He's currently the USDI, the head of intelligence for Secretary Mattis, a great man. And Joe and I have known each other for a while, and I've been doing some advisory stuff with SAP NS2. Got tied into NS2 Serves, which is the nonprofit division of Mark Destoni, the present CEO of NS2, really to help out veterans in the IT world. Joe asked me to come in and take a look at that. As Joe was going out, Mark asked me to take over the chairmanship. And again, I've looked at a whole bunch of different veterans groups out there and really want to continue to do work with our veterans. And this one just seems to be pretty special. So I'm honored and humbled to have the opportunity to continue to serve this way.
Well, NS2 is pretty unique, I think, actually. I mean, there's a lot of groups out there trying to help vets, trying to give them some training, trying to get them jobs. But this is, it's more than just a entry-level type thing. This
right.
is now, if I understand it right, the veterans who are selected, you all pay for them to attend these certification classes?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a class going on right now. We typically run three classes a year. We're looking at trying to make four classes a year. The one that we have going on right now is 12 weeks. It's out in Leesburg. What we do is we bring in the students, the really full-time paid participants. They get world-class training in the SAP certifications in the IT world. And then the good thing is we really, really work very hard to get them placed in the job afterwards. You know, I tell people it's about 100% placement, so you can't beat that. And as I looked at all the different veteran organizations out there, and there's thousands of them, and they're all doing great work, but this is really, for me, game-changing because it's giving a veteran another skill. It's helping them for a lifetime game-changing moment here as they get a job with these certifications. So, again, we bring them in, we house them, we feed them. They get a stipend. They don't have to use their GI Bill. They come out of this with incredible certifications. And then the folks here at NS2 Serves really work hard to make sure they have access to all the right people to get a follow-on employment. And that's very, very important. And I think that's what really sets this program apart from all the other ones I've looked at.
Now, these veterans aren't required. Their MOSs weren't necessarily in the technical field. You take them from all different job levels.
Yeah, we do. I mean, really the only requirement is that it's a veteran, you know, probably within about 7 years, no longer than 7 years out of the service. We're really looking hard at some of the younger kids, you know, that would have a tougher time getting a job. Some have college degrees, some don't. They go through an interview process and from, you know, potentially hundreds of folks that apply, we pick probably 20 or so for each class and get them into the training. So, but there is no specification on you had to have IT skill ahead of time or anything like that. It's pretty wide open. Our best measure is the folks that graduate from here, you know, they recommend other folks come into the program. And that's really what we're trying to do this year is get the word out a little bit better so that we have a bigger population to draw from, make sure our folks understand the opportunities that are out there. And as you said up front, you don't have to have any kind of IT or any technical experience behind you. We're really looking at the right veterans that really have a true need at the end of this. So it's not a come in and, you know, we're going to show you a couple of things. This is come in, learn, get a skill set, get certified, life-changing experience, and then get a job at the end of it so you can help your family out as you continue to move forward.
Hey, General Campbell, how long is the process from start to finish?
Well, the course that we're in right now is 12 weeks. We're looking now at the next course to make it about 8 weeks. And so we tailor them. And sometimes what we do is we tailor them based on a company that may want to hire everybody in that, whether it's Accenture, Deloitte, other companies like that, SAP. We'll tailor the course so that we can ensure that the graduates get the right training that's required by the company that may help us out with
it.
So 12 weeks is a course. The process of interviews and stuff is only a couple weeks prior to the course starting. And so it's very, very tight.
So for dummies like me, what does SAP, what's the acronym mean?
Well, SAP is the big company. I don't know if it's insurance. It's just a big Fortune 500 company, right?
Yeah, it's System Application Process, which is the German big software firm. But NS2 is really the U.S. affiliate that really looks at the national security solution space. And that's really what Mark Testoni started here about 6 or 7 years ago with NS2. And it really looks in the defense world, and that's why we're trying to take veterans, help them get into that world. NS2 serves as the nonprofit piece of this.
Yeah,
and it really is the vision of Mark Testoni, the present CEO, to really help out veterans. And again, it's been going on for about 3.5 years now, and going from probably 3 classes a year to 4 classes a year. And I just can't say enough about the people at NS2 that, you know, give a lot of their time to really work with the veterans to help them assimilate into the class. You know, sort of like, you know, I went to West Point. I would have never graduated from college if I didn't have something like West Point where it forced me to study. You were isolated. You know, that's what you did. You studied, got ready for exams. It's sort of the same thing here. And most of the time we bring them in, they're working in groups, they interact with each other, and it's sort of kind of cooperate and graduate. And I think that model's worked very well. Now, we did try last year a class where they didn't come in and they didn't live the whole time with everybody. They were able to come in and go back to their families. We did that in San Antonio, and it actually worked out well. And we'll do another class in San Antonio starting in the May timeframe.
Okay, I've got a question, General. When we're talking about world-class software solutions that support U.S. national security, what are we talking about there when you're talking about software? Are we talking about gaming-type systems or software?
No. It's really certifications that deal in the financial world, in the supply chain management. It really is business IT systems and certifications that they're working through.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think that's so smart, too, General, to tailor those to the companies that are looking for those specific skill sets. We're talking to General John Campbell here on the National Defense. And I guess, 160 veterans now have been trained and employed?
Yeah, just a little bit more, probably close to 170 or so, but yeah.
These are big-time jobs, too. These are high-paying, skilled jobs, right?
Yeah, most guys coming out with a minimum wage of in the 70K arena. So that's that's really, really good for some of these young kids.
Yeah, it is.
In the military.
Well, what a tremendous difference you and the rest of everyone at NS2 is making in the lives of those veterans. I mean, and their families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really the next step that we're really one of the goals here is to look forward and how we scale this so we get other companies that pick up this model that Mark here has started with NS2 Serves. And if we can get other companies to take up this model, that just, you know, that will really scale the number of veterans. Because as you guys know, there's hundreds of thousands of veterans leaving the service every year.
Right.
And the more that we can do to help them in job assistance, job placement, giving them the skill sets here, I think is going to be critical. And you guys know this, but, you know, the type of person that you get that is a military veteran has gone through a lot of training ahead of time to help them get through these very tough courses. But they're motivated, they're disciplined, And I think companies understand when they hire a veteran, it really is an untapped pool of this talent. And again, hundreds of thousands are leaving the military every year. We got to take advantage of this as we move forward.
But I got to believe that you've got vets waiting in line right now to get into the program, right?
I mean, we can only take 20 per class. That's based on tests that we've taken a look at where you really get them through the certifications. And we do look at hundreds for each class.
Sure.
So we're looking now for people to sign up for the May interviews, and we'll select another 20 for May. But I do want to continue to get the word out.
Sure.
Because, again, there are 100 people that'll apply, but many of those or some of those may already have college degrees. They're not going to have a hard time finding a job. What we really want to target are those folks that are transitioning out of the military that need to have another skill set to really find a job. So, you know, we take a look at all of these. We talk to all of them. This is not a online course. This is a face-to-face. We need to look in your eyes, understand that you have the character to get through this, and I think it's really, really special.
So, and with the small class sizes, you can deal with each individual
instead of
a huge class.
Again, this is the Anis II Serve folks. They're very, very passionate about this, and they know every single student when they come in here. They know them by name. They know their families. Many of the graduates, I told you, are the ones that really refer other students to us, but at the same time, it really becomes a family affair. When you spend 12 weeks day in, day out with these veterans, you really appreciate them and their families, understand the challenges they've had, and it just makes you want to work harder. And that's why we really want to start to try to scale this over the next couple of years to get other companies to pick up this model.
What a great idea.
And the return they get on these veterans is huge.
General, what's the best way for people to find out more information about NS2 Serves and maybe make application?
Yeah, NS2Serves.org is the website, and that's the best way to get a hold of us, I think. Right now, the summer course is going to start on the 21st of May. That's going to be in San Antonio. So really, and you know, anybody that's been honorably discharged, post 9/11 veteran, they've left the service within about the last 7 years. They have a high school diploma or a GED. Those are the folks we're looking at. We're also really trying to focus now on some Gold Star spouses who meet the same education and experience requirements.
Great.
That's a great idea.
We've had one or two of those so far in our classes. We really want to up that a little bit as well. For this next course, a little bit different than the other ones, is we're going to do this one in San Antonio, and it's not a live-in course. So the course we have going right now in Leesburg, Virginia, we bring all the students in, we pay for their housing, we pay for all their meals. And this one, it's going to be done in San Antonio, and so they're living in the area. They live within about 45 miles of San Antonio. It makes it much, much easier. And San Antonio is one of the biggest veteran populations they transition out. So that's really what we're trying to target in that one.
Hey, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, General Campbell will tell us more about the IT training of NS2 Serves right here in the National Defense.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there. Whether it's at your house or your business, we help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home.
You are loved.
Wherever you are.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and General John Campbell is with us. What a cool experience, too, for these veterans. First of all, the fact that you do not have to have no college experience needed, high school diploma, and you end up with a job that probably will make you more money than if you went to college. I mean, that's exactly. a reality.
Exactly.
And the cool thing about veterans around other veterans, I'm sure they all bond. And they, you know, because there have been other programs, General, where they take, you know, one or two vets and put them in a course for technology or IT or whatever. But they're still, you know, the only veteran in the class.
Yeah.
I mean, this yeah. way, it's got to be such a cool experience
your
for
peer
them.
Group. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the term I use is this is a no-brainer. I mean, so
right.
We've got to, and you guys understand this. So, but I want to get the word out to more veterans that we need them to apply, to let them know that this opportunity is out there. And the difference, again, I think that as I looked at a lot of other veteran organizations out there, and there's thousands, they all want to do good things, they do. But the thing that sets NS2 Serves differently is once they get through the training, once they get through the certifications, it's practically 100% job placement.
Wow.
So,
man.
You know, we don't rest at night until every one of those graduates gets a job. And so many other organizations provide training,
yeah.
but there's no follow-on job assistance for getting a job. That's the difference here.
That's true.
You know, we're not going to sleep at night until we know that they have a job that follows in. And we facilitate companies coming in to do interviews. And
wow.
we think, like, for the next class, we will have everybody with a job or an offer of a job before they even graduate.
Wow.
Well, you know, having this conversation with you, General, helps me to understand, because I've heard nothing about good things about you for a very long time. But I can now understand why your troopers were willing to follow you places that most people wouldn't dream of going. You know, and that's very obvious.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm humbled. Again, it was me that had the honor of leading all those troops, and many of them in very tough places in both Iraq and Afghanistan over the years. And we can never forget the sacrifice of all of our soldiers,
yep.
sailors, airmen, and Marines. But we can never ever forget the families. So, thanks.
That's
Thank
so
you
cool.
guys for helping us get the word out here.
Hey, listen, we're honored to talk to you, General. NS2Serves.org is where you go for more information. Again, thanks for your service, and thank you for what you're doing with NS2 Serves. What a great program.
It is.
That's so cool. Thank you, General.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll be back here next week with a brand-new edition of the National Defense. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.